some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Well, welcome everybody. I am here. I made a stop on the way here to try to buy something. Couldn't find what I was looking for. I have chapped lips. Back when I was a kid, I used to have chapped lips all the time. It's really interesting. It's one of the few things I've kind of had all my life. And chapstick, something I've used in the past. Shea butter is the main thing that I use nowadays, and it works great. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. But regular chapstick is something that I've gotten away from, and I thought I'd try it again, see if it worked as well as it did when I was a kid. Dry, dry weather. It's been cold. That's where it comes from. Anyway, pretty sunrise this morning. Not absolutely knock your socks off. Just a beautiful golden sunrise. Hope you got to enjoy a little of that. Wherever you are in the country, I know there's some bad weather out there, but I hope you've had time to do a little gardening, or at least do a little planning for gardening, because we're sneaking up on the time to plant a whole bunch of things, even for the spring garden, and we'll talk about that and anything else you'd like to discuss by giving me a call. Talking to David, he's ready to get you set up at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Been doing a little in Howard's garden, not a whole lot. It's been a little chilly. It's warming up now. I think we're going to have a really pretty day today. But a couple of things to start the show today. Well, my tea, I did something David helped me create in a way. I did a combination of OSHA and the what's your favorite one? Shishandra. I don't know why I can't remember that name. Shishandra berry. And what I'm doing to make the tea with Shishandra, David soaks the berries, the fruit, overnight. I just put them in the kettle and let it come to a complete boil and have them in the kettle and then pour it in with the ocean. It makes a real nice combination. So if you haven't tried that yet, give that a shot. OSHA and Shishandra. And it's available. By the way, handful of people have asked me about growing it. Is it easy to grow? Haven't done it yet, but I will try this this spring. It's one that needs some warm weather. Grows as a vine, and we'll give it a try this year and see how well it works. But in the meantime, you can buy it and use it however you want to use it, primarily as a tea, for hot tea and cold tea too. It has a really nice, refreshing flavor. It has a mixture of tastes in it. So if you haven't tried to give it a shot. The SPCA report, let's see what's going on with our doggies here. What's our dog today? Oh, yeah, I remember seeing Barnabas, six-year-old Rottweiler mix. Sweet, shy fella. Searching for his new family. He can be a bit timid around strangers. Once he gets to know you, he's as sweet as can be. Loves treats, and he's a pro at catching them in his mouth. Sounds like my Nelly. He'd love a laid-back home where he can spend his days snoozing on a bed and eating yummy treats and exploring the backyard. Barnabas has so much love to give, and he hopes he will find his forever home soon. Barnabas is waiting for you at the SPCA of Texas. Jan Reese Jones, Animal Care Center in Dallas. To meet him, come see him any day between noon and 6. And that's the SPCA that's just west of downtown Dallas, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. SPCA of Texas is open. Animals are available by walk-in on a first-come, first-served basis. Appointments are also available for select animals. Please browse available animals at SPCA.org/find a pet. And we have all the ones from past shows on our website under the SPCA button under dirtdoctor.com. That's our website, DirtDoctor, dirtdoctor.com. And there's some great ones. You can see the photographs and the bios of all the ones we've talked about in the past. Mystery photo is up. Maggie thinks it's going to be a slam dunk for somebody to get, so we'll see how that goes. I need to come up with some more. If you're first to identify the mystery photograph, you win our long course, the 15-chapter course. And it's the one where after completing the course and successfully completing the test, you have to score 100% on the 15 tests after each chapter. You become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center, and you can use that information along with the seal if you're in the business in any way and want to use that in your marketing. We have two classes. Both of them are under that red button at the top of the page of DirtDoctor.com where it says Buy Books, Art, and Class. Instead of classes, it should say classes because we have two. The second one is a short course on one subject. It's on the sick tree treatment. And I was noticing something about the tree we did yesterday. It is already looking like a completely different tree, and it's pretty amazing how it works. So if you have any kind of trees that you'd like to make better, they've been suffering, you know, a little bit or a lot, the sick tree treatment is the solution. It's easy. You just have to, you know, realize that it is a procedure. It's not a product, it's a procedure, and you do all of it at once, or you can do it one step at a time. I strongly recommend anybody out there that's that has an orchard, that's in the business of making money on trees in any way, whether it's landscape trees or orchards, food crops, or whatever, that you look into the sick tree treatment, because it's pretty amazing how it works, how it will eliminate a lot of problems that the plants might have by being under stress to a degree, increase the production, increase the taste in the food crops if that's what kind of trees you're dealing with, and just works you know, across the board. Very, very interesting ways, from getting rid of mistletoe, getting rid of galls, getting rid of insect and disease problems, up to and including some of the most damaging diseases like oak wilt and things like that. But it's something, if you haven't listened to the show for a while, you may not be familiar with, but we talk about it a lot, maybe more than anything here. Related to that, I got a question. I don't know if it came in on Instagram or Facebook or what, but it was about cornmeal and how long to soak cornmeal for use, and it's part of the puzzle. It's part of the sick tree treatment. Soaking whole ground cornmeal to make liquid cornmeal tea, we really don't have a specific time. I tell people to soak anywhere from a cup to 2 cups of whole ground cornmeal per 5 gallons of water for an hour or two. You can do it longer, but you don't need to. It would be a waste of time. And if you did it for a short period of time, it'd probably work pretty well too. But an hour or two is probably the best thing. And then you can spray it on foliage. You can drench it in the soil. It's a natural disease fighter. And if you don't, if you've never heard of it or heard people badmouth it, which there are university people out there that specifically go after my recommendations and other people that make the same recommendations, Bob Webster and other people like me, really trying to belittle and poo-poo the way cornmeal works. But all I can tell you is, to realize how well it works, all you got to do is give it a shot. If you got diseases in your turf, if you have diseases in flowering plants, annuals or perennials, if you have problems with diseases in potted plants, doesn't make any difference what you're talking about here, up to and including the sick tree treatment, things that, you know, we have real serious tree problems, and we use the sick tree treatment. The cornmeal juice, the cornmeal drenched into the soil, into the root zone, and sprayed on the plant is part of the sick tree treatment. But the question that I got was kind of interesting. It said specifically, how long do we soak? And I realized I don't have a real thorough kind of entry on dirtdoctor.com for that, and I will get that added for you. Also, I had a question about apple cider vinegar, and it kind of fits into the same vein. I talk about apple cider vinegar all the time, and I don't have a real thorough thing just about it. I'll talk about it more when I come back. Howard, after this.
Remington Greenhouse Kits are great for all-season gardening, winter protection, storage, growing fresh vegetables, and saving money by starting seedlings. It's a premium USA-manufactured steel tubing product, high-end UV polyethylene greenhouses in two sizes, 10x10 or 10x20, easy installation and financing available. For more information, call 888-978-2578 or mygreenhousekit.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
60 years ago in Hondo, Texas, two friends created a natural solution to soil compaction on the farm, Medina Soil Activator. Farmland yields became bigger because the soil had better texture and more microbial life. Medina Soil Activator was a win. Since that time in 1962, Medina has created an all-natural line of gardening and lawn solutions, products that promote soil and root health, enhancing fruiting and blooming, and delivering essential nutrients to landscape plants and vegetables. Today, Medina's products, including Garrett Juice Plus, are available in most garden centers and home improvement stores. To learn more about Medina's family of natural lawn and gardening products and recommended uses, visit MedinaAg.com. That's MedinaAg.com. Medina, organic before organic was cool, celebrating 60 years.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard back with you, and I'm just going through our entries here. I've got a bunch of entries on vinegar and cornmeal and everything already on there, but I'll try to combine them into a little easier way to get all the information you're looking for. I need to come up with a few new Dallas Morning News columns, too, so I may put them into the column. The column runs in the Dallas Morning News on Thursday, and then we put it on the website. And that's another place where you can find information about things you may be looking for is look in the archives of the Dallas Morning News column. A lot of the, especially the articles I've been writing the last few years are pretty thorough about specific subjects. So you might check that out. In this same vein, I've had some questions about using shredded tree trimmings. And, of course, I talk about shredded tree trimmings all the time because it's the mulch that I recommend the most to use for landscaping. But it has other uses as well. And one of them that we talk about on the show here that I do need, I was just looking at it, I do need to improve on the site, is using the shredded tree trimmings on a farm or a ranch. It's pretty simple how you use it, but I need to just clarify it and put some photographs. And I do have some good photographs. I have photographs of a ranch where I consulted where shredded tree trimmings were used in a broadcast fashion on the ground and did some, at least it's shots very early on when we did the work, so it'll give you an idea. Basically, it's simple. You simply use the ground up tree trimmings of the shredded material, and you broadcast it on the ground. You just spread it out like a mulch, and it doesn't matter how many acres you're talking about or what it's and what kind of grasses or anything. One of the things that we noticed when we were consulting on this project, which was over west of Fort Worth, big ranch, we noticed that within a very short period of time, right into the next growing season, it started happening. We saw native grasses start coming back, germinating, start coming back, growing and reestablishing. We also saw beneficial forbs do the same thing. Did we see any negative? Not at all. And on the one where I consulted and actually had a hand in, it was basically one tree. It was native cedar. And the native cedar, a lot of people, in fact, it was an experiment going on that was being done with the either the state or the federal government somehow or another. I just kind of got involved in it because I happened to be there on the ranch talking about other things when it was underway. But they had a kind of a combination research project going on. I think John Deere, one of the big equipment companies, was involved, and the government was involved financing some of it, and the rancher had put up the trees and the land and everything. And what they were doing, they were looking at all the different ways of handling cedar when you cut it down, different things to do. And they were looking at cutting them down, the small trees to use for Christmas trees. They were cutting them down of all sizes and putting them on trucks and looking at the cost and the thought of hauling them off for some reason. That obviously wasn't a very good plan. They were looking at grinding it up and putting it in big piles and burning it. They were looking at putting in big piles and composting it. They were looking at all the different ways that you could handle ground up juniper. And I said, guys, why don't we do this? Why don't we just spread it out on the ranch? This ranch was several thousand acres. And they said, well, that doesn't sound like a very good idea. How could that help anything? I said, well, trust me, let's just give it a try and see what happens. So on several hundred acres, not the whole place, they broadcast it. They broadcast it real heavy. They broadcast it kind of a medium application. They broadcast it kind of thin where you could still see the soil coming up through the mulch. And I'd say in my opinion and experience, putting it down where it pretty much covers the soil completely, because as it then starts to break down, it's going to shrink a little bit, and so you're going to be able to see some soil down through the mulch, and that's good. You're creating a mulch on the ground, but you're also letting a little bit of sunlight get through the mulch to the ground. In one area, and I've got some pretty good shots of it, they put the mulch really, really thick. And I think long-term, it probably does a lot of good. But short-term, it's not going to help germinate native grasses and seed that you might be trying to grow if you're going that route, if you have a farm or a ranch and want to use this technique. And by the way, I've recommended this for residential property, too. When people have residential property and have an acre or a half an acre or an acre, a couple acres, not even a gigantic amount of space, I recommend this technique also. What trees work for this? Well, the answer to that is that any trees work for it. It doesn't matter what kind you have. The cedar may be the best. It's very nutritious. The fragrance is good. It helps to repel certain insect pests and diseases, and it's a good thing to do. So we'll do a story on it in more detail. People wanted to get a little more detail of that, and it dawned on me I've never written a column or a site entry showing how all that is done, and I've gotten real good photographs of it, so I'll add that for you sometime soon. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, to jump on here, and let's chat at 866-444-3478.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478. One of the things that you may or may not be familiar with is that we do, besides having the two classes under that red button at the top of the page, we have a couple of other things for you. My art is there, and which continues to grow. I've got to add a few more things to the catalog that are finished projects. My art, I call it natural organic art because it's done primarily on recycled material, old frames, old canvases, old pieces of lumber, plywood, all kinds of things. Some on new canvases. I do a little bit of everything across the board. It's primarily abstract art. You can see it if you go to the red button and go down there. It also will tell you about all my books, 15 books. I'm looking at a couple of others that haven't been around for a while and putting them back on the market. So we may have more than 15 at some time, but right now it's 15 and they're explained under that red button for you. And you can learn about, you know, all kinds of different subjects, and every one of the subjects, whether you're talking about turf grass or trees or herbs or insects or vegetable gardening, orchards, fruit crops. All of my books are from the natural organic standpoint, obviously. Some of my really old ones, and I warn people about that, the old one of the really old plants, the Metroplex, they had the black bamboo on it. That's one you need to be careful about, because that was back before I became organic and I was still recommending toxic chemicals and synthetic high nitrogen salt fertilizers like, unfortunately, still uninformed people do. So the plant information's good, but the rest of it is something you have to be careful about. There are newer versions of plants, the Metroplex, that are totally organic, so you can check those out instead. Well, let me see if I can get my mouse in the right place here, and let's just go to start the day by traveling to Mountain Home, Arkansas, and talk to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Howard. Yeah, I just got a question about garret juice. I'm having problems finding the liquid kelp, and I was wondering if I could substitute fish emulsion. I could find that quite readily, even at Walmart, in the garret juice formula. Is that something I could do or not? Probably.
Yeah, in fact, one of the commercial versions of garret juice, the one that Medina makes, is called Medina Plus. It actually has liquid fish in it. Fish emulsion is a term you need to be a little bit careful about, though, Joe. And the reason is this. Years ago, that's what we all recommended, was fish emulsion, and it was made with a chemical emulsifier. That's how it got the name. And it primarily used fish waste. You know, what was left over after they processed the fish guts and bones and stuff like that, which is fine, but it had a lot of odor. And it had also the chemical in there. The term that's better to look for now when you're looking for fish products is hydrolyzed fish or liquid fish. And the difference is that in that process, they take the entire fish and crush it and make the material from the entire fish. And it has lower odor, and it's also much, much better quality. So to answer your question is, fish and seaweed do kind of different things, but they're on the other hand, they're interchangeable as well. The fish will have more horsepower as far as fertilizer goes. So what you're thinking about is fine.
Okay. Well, one other question. Can I ask you? I noticed vinegar this coming spring now. It like doubled in price to 20% and 30%. You mentioned about something called fatty acids I could use also to kill weeds. Would that be considered like corn oil or canola oil mixed with vinegar or something like that? I thought I'd ask you what that's all about.
No, fatty acids are actually fancy soaps. And there's a whole bunch of them.
Oils, okay.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them on the market. And if you look out there, there are some specifically labeled products, labeled for herbicidal use that have fatty acids, and that's what they are, just fancy soaps. There's a bunch of different ones. There's probably more fatty acid organic herbicides than there are vinegars. Vinegar's probably in second place. But, yeah, you can use either one. In fact, one of the experiments that I did years ago with a landscape contractor on his own home property, we mixed 20% vinegar with fatty acids. One of the ones that's been around the longest is called Scythe, and it's actually made by one of the big chemical companies, as several others are too. But the mixture of those two killed all of the grasses, all of the weeds up to and including nut sedge and Dallas grass and some really, really nasty things. So the fatty acid products can be a useful thing to use.
Would that work for poison ivy, too? We got a lot of it here.
Well, the problem with poison ivy is that it's a woody vine, and any kind of a woody vine, like Carolina snail seed and poison ivy and any of those things, it's tough to kill them even with the toxic chemicals, much less the organic thing. So the best way to go is this. You physically remove those woody vines, whichever ones they are, Smilex, poison ivy, Carolina snail seed, whatever. And then as they try to regrow, which they will do, and they start coming out of the ground in the spring, you spot spray that new young growth and keep it from getting going, and that way you can help use up the stored energy of those underground plant parts.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'll try that, because that's really rough here by us. Yeah, really heavy.
Yeah, the woody vines. It's one that we deal with still at my office on an ongoing basis. When we bought the place, it wasn't poison ivy. It was Carolina snail seed, and Carolina snail seed is in that same category of being a woody vine, and any piece that you leave in the ground, it just comes back, and so it's an ongoing battle to get rid of it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. I'll have to do that. Yep, thank you.
All right, good luck. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Yeah, the cornmeal, back to the cornmeal for just a little bit. It's an important thing to talk about. Bob Webster, who is in San Antonio and does a show similar to this, he and I are buddies, and I do his show with him every Saturday morning for a while. And he has, he's got a buddy that's an arborist down there who's not 100% organic. He's a really good arborist. He's not 100% organic. But he's really open-minded and experiments with things and does a lot of research and all that kind of thing. And he bought it. He finally tried the cornmeal instead of the whole sick tree treatment that I recommend. But he tried the cornmeal as part of his oak wilt treatments. He's still in that category. You know, he was brainwashed a long time ago, and he's still in that category of using the propiconazole, you know, to inject into the flares and all that kind of thing. The thing that's the funniest about that technique that's still recommended by A&M and some other universities is the only thing that works with that approach, in my opinion, I could be wrong, but I see a lot of evidence of it, but it seems to me that the only thing that works on that Alamo, which is propiconazole, that it is exposing the flare to get ready to inject the toxic chemical into the plant. In fact, I've got a project, the landscape contractor told me about it. I wasn't involved in the project, but the landscape contractor told me about it soon after it was done years ago. It's the first time I ever ran into this. They had been hired to treat trees on a big commercial landscape project in North Dallas, and there's a kind of a famous local guy here that consults and writes specifications for doing all kinds of horticultural quote-unquote things, and he's a big chemical guy. He specifies chemicals like crazy, and he had specified on this project to inject the Alamo, the propiconazole, on the into all the live oaks on this property, and there were several hundred live oaks on the property. The contractor did it. He followed the instructions. They got down to the last five or six trees to treat, and they ran out of chemical. So what they decided to do, I wasn't involved. I'm hearing all this story later on. What they decided to do was just not treat those and see what happened. Well, guess which trees did the best? The ones that didn't get the chemical treatment. So that was one of the first times we ran into this. The second time I ran into something, I was working with a young fellow down in the hill country in Texas who was doing experimentation on oak wilt. And he was having real good success, and he stumbled into something that were very important. He stumbled. He was using things like his own version of Garrett juice and some liquid humates and fish and seaweed and molasses and various kinds of things, spraying and treating the soil and getting the trees healthy and seeing some good results. Well, one of the things that he stumbled into was that when he added an acidifying agent to his liquid treatments, sprays and drenches, he saw a very definite increase in bioavailability of whatever he was using to treat the plants. The acid treatment, and he was using a chemical acidifier, but he saw that when he lowered the pH of his mixtures, he saw faster results. He saw better results, quicker bioavailability, like I said. And he was telling me about this when we were chatting, and I said, you know, if that works, what about vinegar? Getting back to vinegar for a minute. And that's one of the things that happened that got me interested in vinegar and starting to use it. And lo and behold, not only did it work as well, it worked a whole lot better because the vinegar not only is low pH and creates an acidic situation, acidic acid and everything, but it's also loaded with trace minerals and helps from that standpoint. More on all this right after this break.
Topsoil deficient in minerals cannot produce nutritionally rich foods. That's one reason the world is sick. Immuno 150, a nutritional supplement containing 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients, can help circumvent that problem. To order, visit immuno150.com/topsoil or call 888-497-4535. That is 888-497-4535.
Have you heard that the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we may have the coldest winter that we've had in years? So how do we get ready? Well, one thing is to put the Freeze Miser on all of your outdoor hydrants. No batteries or electricity, just some incredible technology that senses when the water in the lines fall below 37 degrees and then releases the exact amount of water that it needs. Ask for it by name at your favorite nursery, hardware, farm and ranch store, or log in to freezemiser.com. It's the Freeze Miser, and it works.
Organimax is nature's best soil microbes, a blended population of bacteria and fungi selected to improve plant, lawn, and tree growth and health. Organimax provides exceptional landscapes and gardens by improving plant growth and soil conditions, enhancing existing fertilization, and allowing the soil to absorb water. Ask for Organimax in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at GetOrganimax.com or call 214-784-3785. That's GetOrganimax.com or call 214-784-3785.
Can you be younger and stronger for longer? Is it possible to activate your body's own internal repair system? Yes, it is, and you can do it just as I did with Infinity Matrix. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. That's 800-341-2650. Looking and feeling younger never gets old. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We have a sponsor, a new sponsor, that's really cool in a lot of ways. Not only can they fix damaged roofs for you and put you a new roof on, but they've gotten into green roofs, and they do a beautiful job. They've really researched it a lot. I'm very impressed with what they're doing and the way they can help you with something like that. So if you're interested in maybe having a green roof, it's Arrington Roofing, and you can get more information by going to their website and checking it out. It's arringtonroofing.com, A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, arringtonroofing.com, or you can give them a call. And their telephone number, set up an appointment and chat about this or any other roofing situations, and they're the best, state of the art. It's 214-698-8443, Arrington Roofing. And jump on here at 866-444-3478. One of the things that people are doing, and I'd like to see more of it because we can really learn a lot and help people a lot as well, is if when you have questions about plants, especially trees, because trees are so much more valuable than other plants, for the most part, not in every single case, but for the most part, trees, whether you're talking about orchard trees or ornamental trees, trees in pots like Japanese maples or shade trees, the best way to get my help is to send photographs. And I've got a couple I was just looking at on my messages that people did a good job of sending several different shots. When you send shots of a question that you have about a plant or a tree, if you send more than one shot, people will tend with trees to take a picture of the canopy, the top of the tree, and send it to me. And in a lot of cases, that can help somewhat, but it's much more helpful if you send a photograph of the canopy, close-up of the foliage or the twigs and anything where there's something suspicious going on, if there's any discoloration or bleeding or whatever on the trunk, close-ups of that. But the most important thing is close-ups and far-away shots of the base of the tree and what's around the base of the tree. And that gives me the best chance of giving you some advice about how to solve the problem. Like I was saying, and I didn't finish talking about it, the short course that we did on the sick tree treatment, it's on a live oak tree in our front yard. And it's one that I let get in trouble. Long story about how it happened. Part of it, it was already that way, and the rest of it was that I allowed planting primarily, in this case, it was a compact Nandina migrate out around it. And this is an area that where water flooded across the front of our property. And anyway, over the years, it built up plants, mulch, and soil on the base of the tree. But it gave us a perfect opportunity to show you how effective the sick tree treatment is. The video, the course, the short course is about how to identify the symptoms, the dead twigs, the openness of the canopy and all that, and the galls and various things, and then the entire procedure of how to do that sick tree treatment that I talk about all the time. And it, like I was, like I mentioned briefly at the beginning, it's remarkable how it is already filled out. It's a darker green. It's just looking beautiful. And I think this year it's going to make a dramatic improvement. We might even have to add something to the video showing how it's progressing. Here's Richard in Greenwood, Delaware. Hey, Richard.
Hey. How you doing?
Doing well. What can I do for you?
Yes, I have a row of Legaland cypress. You know, they look like a Christmas tree. They stay green all year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Legaland cypress. And they, I noticed they're about spaced about 20 feet apart. I got about 20, over 20 of them. And they're standing about 30, 35 feet tall now.
Okay.
And I noticed they are loaded with bagworms. That's a worm. I mean, it's a, like a, they hang there. It's a cocoon.
Sure. I'm very familiar with them. You've got a, you got something that fits into exactly what I've been talking about, Richard. Your trees are in stress. The bagworms are a dead giveaway that, that your trees are in stress. Did you have a contractor plant them for you? And if so, how long ago was it?
I planted them for my, I planted them myself.
Okay.
The trees I got from Walmart.
Okay, and they've been in the ground about how long?
About 30 years.
About 30 years? Okay. Leyland cypress has a, we grow it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area too, but it has a built-in problem, and that is it has a susceptibility to root fungal diseases, and they are, and they are made more of a problem if the trees are too deep in the ground. So I'm going to put you on hold because I want to talk to you about it a little bit more. We got to take this hard break, and we'll start the next hour. And if you can stick around, stick with me, and we'll talk about it a little bit more about what I'd recommend to save your trees and get them back healthy, and they won't have the bagworms and other problems either. If you can't stay with me, I will, I'll just cover it all on the air, and you can listen that way. But if you can, stick with me, and we will talk when I come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, Richard, thank you. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me after Richard is gone is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. It's D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com.